Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I have been thinking a lot lately. We're at our 2-year anniversary. It's kind of a big milestone for us. Mm-hmm. But we've always been looking ahead. With a name like Stranger Still, you're in the present future tense. We need to start looking backward. And I was thinking, and I've already changed all of our branding on our website, so you don't have a say in the matter. I'm thinking we should change our name to Stranger Was.
Yeah, and answering the questions you used to think about.
And this is Stranger Was. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer those questions you never thought to ask. I'm Dan Beek.
Okay, we're talking really fast. I am Nick Wood, and today we have a very special guest with us, coming all the way from Georgia, from the Falling in Love Montage podcast. It's Helen LaStar.
Woohoo! Hi.
Say hello. You already did.
Hello. Hello. Happy anniversary, you
Thank
crazy
you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Today is going to be a weird episode.
Yeah, because Helen is ordained and we're going to renew our strange vows.
Yep. That's true. So thanks for joining us here, Helen. No, we deserve to celebrate our 2-year. Last year, we talked about who you and I were.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're going to do what I wanted to do last year and just look back on all the topics we've done in the past 2 years.
Oh, so you didn't get your way last year, is what you're trying to say?
No, I didn't, because everyone voted on the wrong thing.
It's fine.
I just made the executive decision this
okay.
year. And I guess Helen's here as a moderator or something.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
Yeah. Let's keep it clean, guys.
You're the ref. Ding, ding, ding. No, Helen's in town. She's like actually in the studio today.
I am.
And it's super exciting to have such a great podcaster on our couch, on our studio couch. Mm-hmm. Oscar the Couch. Is the name that my wife chose.
So thanks to everyone who voted.
Yeah. She didn't go with your vote.
Yeah, too bad she's a super delegate.
Yeah. But... what?
It's a political thing.
Oh, I don't know politics. I need to listen to more Oops, I Talk Politics. Also a show on the network, the Flying Machine Network. Today's just going to be a day of
Glade.
Other shows,
Glade plugins.
Including our own. We're gonna plug in our own stinky shows.
Ah.
So, guys, we have done about 104-ish episodes. This is our 105th. But if you take out all of the
bad ones, we did about 30.
There was a couple where... That's true. There's a couple where like I read stories or we didn't have an episode, so I put up a message saying we didn't have an episode. I think if you take those out, we're at 100 episodes.
Wow.
Which is also monumental. Thanks for joining us here, Helen.
Oh, I'm so honored.
So we're going to take a look back today at all of the dumb things we've done and all the good things we've done. And part of the reason I want to do this is because there's topics that I feel like we either didn't fully explore the way I wanted to, or there just wasn't enough research for it, or there's things that now that we've covered them, things have changed, or there's been updates or new things that have been brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted
to quit your job, drink your Monster. This is going to be a 50-hour episode.
It's going to be a 50-hour episode. We got a lot to get through.
Okay, I have to drive home for like 12 hours, and then I have a concert that I have to be at tomorrow evening. So
it's called?
I'm hearing excuses.
Streaming audio.
Stream your concert.
All right.
I think what we'll do is we'll talk about ones that I have updates on for all of our listeners, and then I have some that I want to go over that I just regret doing because I'm like, man, I wish I had more research or something like that. And then I have a category of, what were we thinking with this topic? There's a lot of those. Because I'm like looking through these and I'm like, why is the Levi blue? Like, why did we talk about why jeans
Nick,
are blue?
That was one of my first auditory experiences.
That was our, what, fifth episode?
Yeah, and I did a bad accent for most of it.
Yeah. No, that was the accents episode.
I did it on that one too. I didn't know how podcasts work.
Oh, that's true. You live and you learn, I guess, as they say. So let's hop in. Where do you guys want to start? Should we start with my updates that I have?
Yeah.
Because,
Yeah, don't leave us hanging, man.
That'd be really tiring.
Yeah.
Hanging by your arms.
Yeah.
It's the best joke I got today.
Wow.
Speaking of accents.
I regret you telling that joke. Can we talk about that later?
Can we have an update on the joke you just told?
Can you update it?
Hang on. What did I say? Don't leave you hanging.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing better than what I already said. Just live with it.
Hang in there. Yep.
Just ask people if they know which side of a cheetah.
That's a good one.
There
we go.
No, it's not.
Nope. Yes, it was.
You.
Pshaw. So, speaking of weird accents that John used to have, I found out recently on Reddit, this was our fourth ever episode, called Why Do People Have Accents? Do you remember this one?
I do remember that one, Nicholas.
You did. What was the...
Didn't do it.
What was his name?
Cletus?
Cletus the Midwest
Farmer Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got in our first fight back then.
Yeah. I was, like, actually mad at you.
I know.
I feel bad about that.
That's okay.
But I just found out on Reddit that apparently England has more diverse accents than the United States. And the accent pool in the United States is more homogenous than the UK, which surprised me.
Just like milk.
And apparently some people think this is because there was a severe lack of communication between villages until, like, 1930, which is why you have, like, Ireland is so different from Scotland, so different from London, it's so different from other parts of the UK. I don't know any other cities other than London.
Okay, let's do a test.
Yeah.
Nick, where were you born and raised?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right, say a sentence.
Any sentence?
Quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Any sentence.
I do not like peanut butter sandwiches.
Okay. John, where were you born and raised?
I was born on Long Island, New York.
Will you say the same thing you just said?
What did you
say? Peanut butter sandwiches.
I do not like peanut butter sandwiches.
I don't really care for peanut butter sandwiches.
All right, so I don't think that proves my point. I was born in the Atlanta area, and I don't particularly care for peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
Y'all, did we sound different?
No, not really.
Look at that. We got a little sampling of everybody.
Yeah.
You're in the mid-south.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the mid-mid. And I was in the cool island.
Oh, you get the...
You're in the mid-drift, the bare mid-drift.
The mid-drift.
The bare mid-drift.
A little risque over there on that Long Island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been there, and it's a long
It's very island. Long island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always surprised because I started watching Ozark and there's one character that has a very southern accent and I've, like, never heard that in my life. Even when I did go to Georgia, there's, like, no one with that accent in real life, I don't think.
Maybe if you go to Alabama.
No, never.
Nicholas.
Down in the bayou, you got
Yeah.
If there's one thing I know from Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, is that they talk like... I can't do it. I was going to do Mark Hamill's rendition of the Cajun accent.
If there's one thing I know,
yeah, she's got it.
It's Scooby-Doo. It's nothing.
It's nothing. Hey, guys.
We're still here.
Oh, I closed my... I blinked.
Okay,
I was worried you guys had
terrifying.
Gone somewhere.
They'll spend exactly that much time on every topic.
It's called object permanence.
This is going to take forever.
Yeah.
Speaking of Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, in that movie...
As always, we are.
We are. We always are. That's what this podcast is now.
Yep.
Sorry, all the people that enjoyed what we were doing before. Now it's just about Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. There is a moment in that movie where the zombies come out in the Harvest Moon. Now, did you know that the moon doesn't have an effect on us?
Yeah, because we did that...
That episode! Uh-huh. That was kind of early on.
These aren't numbered. Just give me 10 minutes. I'll count.
You'll count them.
I don't know. I did a study on it, or I read a study about how it hits your eye like a big pizza pie. Was that not true?
That's Amore.
We didn't cover that in the episode.
Oh, yep. No, you're right. It was Amore. Sorry.
Right. Okay. I'm glad we have that update on recording here.
Marine biology. Amore eel.
I think the only... God. I'm just trying to wrangle this back in, and you guys are taking it.
You brought an extra John, and I don't know what we're supposed to do right now.
It's both my heaven and
y'all,
my hell.
Y'all, you could cut the social
your heaven and your hell
with a knife.
So what I wanted to talk about, the one thing that's happened was, like, the supermoon and the CMEs, the moon was having all these sunspots and stuff, and everyone thought that those were going to have a huge effect on us. I think we talked about this, but I just want to say it here too, that solar flares don't have an effect on you, people. I'm sorry. Sorry, Helen.
Okay. Man. What are CMEs, though? It's like the Country Music Awards.
I don't remember if that's the right term. It's like mass ejection.
Coronal mass ejection,
yes.
Okay. Ask and answer.
Hey, guys. I'm just going to start every time. I don't have a...
We're here. Yeah, we're here. It's called object permanence, Nick. Just blink faster.
The problem is I don't have a segue, so I'm just going to keep
I don't have a segue either, dude.
Well, they're expensive. I'm not Bill Gates. I could just get a bike. I do have a Razor scooter. I could just pretend as a segue.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Pantone's color of the year. Remember that?
Yeah, because it was on TYT once, and I thought it'd be cool.
I actually do remember that.
Yeah. I have updates on that as well, because back in 2016 when we did that episode, the color of the year was two colors. It was pink and blue, right?
Yeah.
In 2017, it was called Greenery, and the Pantone ID or whatever it's called was 15-0343.
Oh, wonderful. And
as you can imagine, it was orange.
Sure, yeah. That information will stick with me for seconds.
It was like a dull lime green is what it was. And then in 2018, this year, this very year we're recording this, the color was ultraviolet. Pantone color number 18-3838.
It's very Lana and Del Rey.
It's sure. Don't know what that means.
She has a song called Ultraviolence.
Oh. I'm not cultured. Mm. This color, you can't see with the naked eye. So, it's my best joke. I have an update on Dapple as well. Not really an update. It's just kind of depressing that.
Oh, good.
We just kind of lost the fight. And people are still laying pipelines and protesting, and it's still happening.
Yeah.
Which is very depressing. But I think that's, like, one of our best episodes we've done.
Yeah.
Or it would be if you'd been able to stop the pipeline.
Yeah, Nick.
Well, make me feel guilty.
Do more research next time.
I mean, I didn't do an episode on it, so it's not on my shoulders. I guess when they make a chick flick about the pipeline, sure.
It'll be called Lane Pipe. Next we have was Walt Disney cryogenically frozen. Remember that episode?
Was I even there? I wasn't there.
Yeah, you were. Mm. You weren't? Was Shelby there?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Also was not there.
She wasn't there
you
either.
Were not there.
But I'd wager. No? He wasn't?
He wasn't.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. There is not really an update.
He still wasn't.
That's it. But as listeners of the show will know, I'm a collector of conspiracy theories, and one of my favorite new conspiracy theories. Have you heard the one that the reason Disney named their movie Frozen was because when people were typing Disney Frozen, the stuff about the cryogenically frozen Disney
pop
up. So to curb that, they named their movie Frozen. So when you typed in Disney Frozen, the first thing that would come up.
You gotta get that SEO, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, control the market.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love conspiracy theories.
Even if that were true, which it's not. I mean, yeah, guys, it's not true. Like, there's nothing insidious about that either. Oh, like, wow. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I can't believe it, man.
I know. This rocks your world.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with your life anymore. At one point, we talked about 10 scientific mysteries. There's a couple things in there that I wanted to follow up on. We talked about the moon illusion, where the moon on the horizon looks a lot bigger than when it's in the sky, and it could be a matter of perspective, perception, blah, blah, blah. Turns out most people now think that it's just an effect of the atmosphere, like magnifying the moon, which we talked about in that episode, but it's kind of like most people agree on that now. We had Why Do We Sleep on there, and nothing's really updated on that, but I just came across another thing on Reddit. There's this new theory that dreams are meant to, they're there as a function to remove emotions from our memories. So if you have a traumatic experience, your dream is supposed to rip that emotion away.
Whoa.
And the theory states, right? The theory states that people with PTSD, that function isn't working correctly. And if you have reoccurring memories, it's because the memory wasn't stripped of its emotion properly and it's trying to repeat that process to get the emotion taken away. Does that blow your mind?
I think I just subscribed.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Great.
I'll save the naughty jokes for last week. we did Why Don't We Have Flying Cars? That was probably close to when Back to the Future. No, that was 2015. I don't know when this happened. But I decided to look back into, because that episode was about how Uber was trying to make flying cars, self-driving flying cars. And they don't have them yet. there was an update on it. They expected to have them in 2020 when we did the episode, and now they expect to have them in 2023. And back then, do you remember what they looked like? They're like a little tiny little helicopter with one compartment. Now they're like this huge, like actual just helicopter. You may as well just fly
with the Uber logo on it.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about 3D printed organs. I feel like that wasn't too long ago. I'm thinking of prosthetics. Yeah. We still don't have it, but a bioprinting company, like a organ printing company, started up in 2016, and they're working on making some progress, so we're going to have to check back in on that one. And that might actually be the only... that's the last one that I had any updates for. So at least I'm doing my homework, people. Deal with it.
Look at you, Bugsy.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So, we've done some good episodes, I think.
PETA still sucks.
PETA still sucks. That's an update on PETA. Uh-huh. We've got a lot of good feedback on that episode. Like, a lot of people are like, I really like how you tackled that. And you're
to the ground and then punched them in the nose a couple times.
Punched them in the nose a couple times.
Yeah, they're the worst.
We've also done some really bad episodes. And, John, can you remind me of what was going through our mind when we decided to do these episodes?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I'll give you a nice little synopsis of each.
We did. Who the heck decided to drink milk?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's because you're drinking from a cow's udder, dude. Why?
Yeah, okay, so...
You still drink it.
part of me is like, this is a really weird topic to cover, but then the other part of me is like, we could have just said that in two sentences and we stretched it out to half an hour.
Yeah.
That's impressive, y'all.
Like, where have all the good plants gone? The answer to that is... Farmers only grow like two crops now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we used to have like bapples, you know?
Yeah.
And no stuff, and like zeg plant and stuff. And then we got rid of it because, it's not profit. Because of Big Pharma.
Big
Pharma.
That's a different.
Big Farmers.
Big Farmers.
That's how you say it on Long Island.
Yeah, Big Pharma.
Hey, why did we cover Pantone's Color of the Year? Why did we stretch that out to half an hour?
Because it's because Nicholas.
I remember
episode wasn't sponsored by Pantone.
No,
I just assumed.
No. Here's one that, as we were doing this episode, I was like, "This is the lamest episode ever."
What?
It still is, which is what's so great about igloos.
Oh yeah,
that one. And the reason I know why I did this one, and it's because I was like, igloos are cool, and I wonder how they work. So I want to make an episode about it, so I have an excuse to research it. And it turned out it was like, again, two sentences.
Yeah, they're hard. Topics.
No,
so
it's one. It's one sentence, and the answer is what's not so great about igloos.
Oh, you don't like igloos?
No, I'm answering your question. What's so great about igloos?
Oh,
basically
everything.
Nothing. What's not so great about igloos?
Okay, I'm with you now. Took me a while.
I'm very convincing. I could sell ice to someone living in an igloo.
Have you done that before?
This isn't being documented for posterity, right? No. Yes, I've definitely done that. I'm not lying.
I believe
my honor.
You. On your scout's honor, what do they do? Mm-hmm. Hold up two fingers?
Girl Scouts
three.
Do three.
Three.
Wow. Step above.
Yeah. One more than Boy Scouts.
Suck it.
Why did we cover what other calendars are out there? I feel like I should have just
Nick,
done that
all
better.
These ones you're saying are your ideas.
They are. Actually, that was Shelby's idea.
Okay.
But I feel like we should have talked about like the Mayan calendars. That would have been more interesting. I don't even remember what this episode's about. It's called Who Gets the Credit? Do you remember what that's about?
Who Gets the Credit?
I think I remember this episode.
I have no idea.
Wait, hold on.
I don't
definitely something about art.
Was it?
And maybe
that talk about like if you
artists who have teams of people. I don't know. Maybe
oh,
like
yeah.
Andy Warhol's
yeah. art house or whatever,
yeah.
Art factory.
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
I don't know. I used to have this theory that like I used to want to make a silent short film.
Yeah.
Of someone like working really hard on a building, like architecture, mm-hmm. and like just putting all their love and passion into it and having it built, and then someone takes a photo of it, and
yeah.
then the photo gets famous as art.
Oh wow.
All right, really
I don't want to be a contrarian, guys, but like every topic you're saying, why did we do that? I'm like, God, that sounds so interesting.
Okay, well, how about how much water should we drink? That's a sentence.
That's great.
That's
no.
a sentence.
Nicholas,
if you're thirsty, drink. That's the answer.
No, it's not, Nicholas. How many times have people said you have to drink 8 bottles of water a day, and it's a goddamn lie, Nicholas? Bleep me if you want.
I don't want to.
I'm mad about it.
That's still a single sentence answer, though. I think you gotta be on all Nickaroonie's side here.
No one's ever called me that before.
No one ever will again. It felt really weird.
Someone gave you...
Good.
You almost had a Nicholas name.
Nickaroonie at the Cedar Rapids Street.
Yeah,
all right, ew, I'm
nope,
sorry.
I'm making a bumper sticker now.
They sell them at Raygun. I've seen them.
That's a local joke for all you out there. One that I'm torn on this one, which was, is artificial intelligence inherently racist? Because I feel like we're not qualified to talk about whether or not something's racist or not.
What did we? I forget what approach we took.
That was because the whole controversy of FaceApp or something.
Oh, yeah. It was like, this is what you look like if you were Asian, because we don't care about...
No. It was taking people of color and making them whiter.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you ask the app to make you hotter.
Yeah.
It was making you whiter. Yeah. And we came across several examples, but at the same time, like, I'm not qualified to talk about that.
But at least we tried.
We tried. I don't think we did a bad job.
Yeah, I am also not qualified to talk about this, but I feel pretty comfortable saying if there's a question of is this racist, the answer is almost certainly yes.
I think that's
you
what we got to
ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in the synopsis we said, yeah,
it is.
Definitely stop.
I had the Montauk Project on here because we really wanted to cover it because, like, you had grown up around there and you were mm-hmm. interested about it. You had been talking about it since we started the podcast.
Because I'd go to house parties and people would tell rumors about going there,
yeah.
throwing a mattress over barbed
yeah.
wire.
And then I started to read into it and it was like the stupidest conspiracy theory I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I've heard some stupid ones, as you know. I kind of regret doing that one in general.
I had some good jokes in it.
So you don't regret it is what you're saying? There's a few more that I regret in the sense that I wish that there's more information out there, or I had access to like more research on it or something like that. Like the one that I always think back on because I remember doing the episode. I don't remember any of the content in there because I don't think there was a lot to it, which is the witches in Salem. And this goes back to an old mentality that I had, which was, we have a topic, we have a question, which is the name of the episode.
We have to answer it.
The point of the 30 minutes is to answer that question and we're out of here.
Yeah.
And so, like, the whole episode was nothing about the witches in Salem, like, almost no history, and it was just like...
read of the Crucible?
That would have been more entertaining. But it was like, maybe their wheat supply was poisoned.
But, yeah.
That was the episode.
Okay.
I know. I need to watch that movie.
You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
I have. So Hocus Pocus, I haven't seen since I was very little, and it gave me nightmares, and I thought that the witches were going to fly by my window and take me.
Yeah.
One episode that I just regret doing because we should have got someone old on the episode, which is what did kids do in the old days to entertain themselves? I would have liked to get like my dad on that episode or something like that.
Whoa. Shots fired. Sticks and stones may entertain my bones, but...
No, sticks and hoops, I think is what it was.
Sticks and hoops do lots of loops.
Yeah.
Lots of boops?
Yeah, that's for dogs. It's for all the dogs
boop
out there.
And the snoop. With a stick and a hoop.
Are you writing a Dr. Seuss book over there?
I'm writing a Helen book.
It's called Helen of Handbasket.
Yep. Heaven and Helen.
Man, you guys are full of jokes. There's one on here, which is the one we did about radio, and I regret doing that one. The thing I regret about that is we were going to have your friend that worked for a radio station on it, and he couldn't do it that week, but I had already done all the research, so we did it anyway. And I wish that we had someone from the radio.
I don't remember who was I going to get on.
John?
That's me.
No,
he was
the
on
other
the
John.
Episode,
oh.
Nick.
What the heck? We did get him on another
one. We got him
one.
For the zombies. It was the week after.
Yeah.
The other one was, is solitary confinement justice? I think the reason, I don't remember a lot of content from that either, because I don't think there's a lot of information or studies done on solitary confinement, and I wish that there was more information.
When there are, it's just like, don't do this, it doesn't help anyone.
Yeah. One that I certainly regret is that, who were the pilgrims and what is Thanksgiving? Because I remember really enjoying that episode and liking the content. It's one of our least listened to episodes ever.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Like, no one cares about the pilgrims.
You know, maybe people want to listen to their families talk on Thanksgiving, because that's probably when we did it.
There's no excuse, because we're us.
Yeah.
one that
you
I
hear your family.
That's right.
Is that
trademark?
Olive
Garden? Soup, salad, breadsticks.
That's what the pilgrims were. They were breadstick lovers. And
soup, salad, and bread nicks.
Oh.
I don't like that. Get out of here. I have a new co-host, and it's Helen.
Oh, sweet.
Do you want to join my podcast? I just signed you up for it.
Ask me off the air.
Is the answer no? Is that why?
No.
There's one, which is what dirt does the government keep on us? And I didn't get as much information on that as I wanted to.
But they did.
They did. They got plenty of information. Mm-hmm. Is hypnotic regression dangerous? That was the same thing. I didn't get as much information as I wanted on that.
I'm a little sad at how much Nick is regretting right now.
There's only like two more, which is can music manipulate your brainwaves? The only thing I regret about that is you messaged the guy we talked about.
Oh yeah.
Have we told this?
No, I didn't. So yeah, so for years I like on the episode I talked about how much I love Dr. Jeffrey Thompson.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I was just like, I go into marketing mode because you do all the research and then I basically like promote and go on social media.
Try to get people to retweet it. Yeah.
So I went on at Facebook and I was like, oh man, we talked about Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. Let me send it to him. I'm going to send him. Here's the link. Hey, I love you. I've listened to you for years. I always fall asleep to your music. Listen to this episode. And he messaged me back. Sounds great, John. I'll listen. And then it hit me like not even a ton.
Not so nice things. I was like,
oh God.
Making claims I don't think are true.
We really talked so much smack about this dude.
Oh, no.
And then I sent it to him.
And then he never responded.
Yeah. So sorry, Dr. Jeff.
Did y'all talk about the brown note on that episode?
I don't think we did. We should have.
Hmm.
Do you want to explain to our audience what the brown note is?
I'm hardly an expert. I'm really only a social pooper.
Sure, sure.
The brown note is allegedly a pitch that can be struck that would, if heard, make a human evacuate their bowels. Is
right.
My understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
the reason it's still in myth mode is because it would put the Exelox companies out of business, and Big Pharma doesn't want you to hear it.
They don't want you to know about that.
Big Pharma.
I think they tried to do it on Mythbusters, and they couldn't find the brown note.
Yeah, I think they did.
They couldn't get it to work, which is too bad. Let's try to experiment it. You know sound, John.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And you know humor, and farts and poop are funny. As a collective, we can make this happen. That's already taken.
Hey, there's our... When we find it and we market it, that could be our trademark
we'll
saying.
We'll find a different name for it.
I was the star of the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon in the 70s.
Scatman Crothers. That's right. I remember that.
Watch me in The Shining out this summer.
That was out a long time ago.
Oh.
Like a really long time ago. Like I have it on my DVD shelf.
What am I thinking of?
Here's Jonathan.
Oh, nothing. I'm not in anything. Watch me in Nothing coming out never.
You're on YouTube, right? Watch Helen on YouTube.
All of my videos are unlisted. Watch me.
What else do we have to talk about, guys? Is there anything on this list that sticks out to you guys? That's what I'm curious about.
Why the bleep do we censor things with fun? Because I remember downloading a lot of dolphin sounds.
No, I had to download all of the cartoon sounds and bleep us with different cartoon sounds.
I don't think we censored any of the swears with the same sound twice.
Eventually, I started looping them toward the end because I ran out of good sound effects.
But you did have a lot, and we did swear a lot on that one.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is... How did fandom begin? I thought it'd be a really funny joke to make that our first episode because we couldn't have any fans at that point.
Yeah.
It's our second most listened to episode of all time.
Yeah, that's people saying, I'll start from the beginning. Yeah. Why? You want to listen to my... Yeah. Like,
my theory on this is what I always do is I listen to the newest couple and then I'll go back and listen to the early ones.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, like, your first few episodes always suck.
Oh, yeah. And especially yours.
Yeah, jeez,
God.
Nick.
We sounded completely different. My name was George.
Uh-huh.
Yours was
Ringo.
Derek.
No.
We went two different directions on that one.
Ringo. Ringo Malfoy.
Derek, you were in the dominoes. It was a mess.
It was a mess. Knock me over.
So your first episode is your second most downloaded episode?
Yeah, our most listened to, and do you know what it is?
Yeah, it was How to Be Wrong.
Yeah, How to Be Wrong and Cognitive.
We got retweeted by Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, Film's first episode is also our second most downloaded.
What's your
but
top?
There's no... Dirty Dancing by like a long
shot.
Oh,
man.
I can imagine that because people are like, this podcast sounds good. What's a movie that I know?
Yeah.
And so they scroll through and they see.
Dirty Dancing episode is over 2 hours. I don't know if these people know what they're getting into. We recorded for 4 and I cut that thing down.
Oops.
Oh,
and just, you could boil that down to a single sentence, and that's nobody puts baby in the corner.
Yeah.
And that's the whole.
That's the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm a professional.
you do it for a living.
Yeah, so you should do an episode, Who Puts Baby in the Corner? And I could be your guest.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
nobody.
We could do...
And then play the credits.
Yeah.
Play the credit music.
Edit that out and put it up.
Just for the episode?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would disappoint a lot of people. That's just my thoughts on it.
My fan would go nuts. My one fan.
You have one singular fan. Is it Valerie?
Yes. And her dog. My two fans.
Yeah. Her dog's name is Santa?
Mm-hmm. Santa's little helper. Santa
okay.
for short.
Got it. I didn't know if it was actually Santa or not, but mm-hmm. that's just what I've heard mm-hmm. through the old grapevine. What's your favorite episode, John? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, geez
Louise. I marked
Louise.
A couple. I prepared and didn't give you a chance. Going through the list here.
I like when we had Maddie on and we talked about mm-hmm. conversion therapy mm-hmm. with a pastor.
Yeah.
Like, that was brutal, and he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I
think my favorite episodes are when we get someone on who really knows what they're talking about, because I sure don't.
Yeah, the zoo one was sick.
The zoo one
David
was awesome.
Great.
The one with Dapple with Cody was great.
I loved when you had Justin on and talked about love.
Yeah.
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 Justin's my main enemy, and he's really happy to hear.
Justin's a great guy. Super smart guy, too. Jeez. We get some really smart people on here. We should just have them do all the research for me. Yeah.
And then also me.
Yeah. Well, that was on a different podcast. Oh, are you talking about right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh,
I'm
got
here.
It.
Hello. Excuse me. Hi. Can I throw something at you guys
yeah.
really quick?
Always.
Like a guest introduced segment that you can totally cut out.
Yeah.
Can I read a couple of these topics to you and y'all can answer like either just like yes or no or in a single sentence?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just for those listeners who have not listened to the episode or don't
yeah.
remember, just so they know.
If we recommend or not, what do we answer?
No, just answer the question.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
The questions
yes.
That's
that
a good
you know
idea.
About to ask,
yep.
I'm about to ask, and y'all will answer. The experts. How would zombies work?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Are you Matthew McConaughey now? I was called him Matthew McConaughey because I said that for so long.
Yeah, me too. Is grape robbing Grabe?
Is grape robbing?
Is grave robbing worth it?
Yes.
Yes.
You get a lot of money, remember?
You get a lot of money.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'd still do it on the weekends.
Don't say that. No, it's real.
What you got?
Is matcha the healthiest drink ever?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I only said that to make you mad.
Yeah.
It is.
A little bit. It was.
Yeah.
That's why we did it.
Yeah.
We
did it because you obsessively drink it like it's water.
I was so happy about it. Yeah, because it's better than water, because it's got no calories and it's good for you.
Thanks
Nicholas.
For explaining my joke. All
ECGG.
Right.
ECGG.
Can I use fireworks to ward off evil spirits?
Yes.
Yep. But our evil spirits... Evil
I
spirits
wasn't expecting that answer.
Yeah.
But only spirits that were murdered.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like unfinished business.
So you can't like do ghost busting with them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the longest O on our show ever. Congratulations.
Is Bloody Mary real?
No.
No.
I love that episode. I love that episode. Because, like, the science behind Bloody Mary is so interesting. If no one has listened to it, I think that is, like, in my top five episodes.
Yeah, it talks about how your eyes get all Googled.
Yeah, your brain is just
Ooh.
Stupid. Yeah.
I have to give it a listen.
Yeah. Turn off the lights and listen to that one.
I'm going to do a couple more because I don't want to monopolize your show. Even
do
though
it.
I'm
no, this
a
is great.
Shining star.
This is awesome.
A shining little star,
yeah.
if you will.
Thank you.
Speaking of how amazing I am, are creative people more likely to suffer from depression?
Yes.
Yep.
I could have answered that.
Yep. Yay, depression. Hands
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
One, two, cry.
What? Do vitamin supplements actually do anything?
No.
Nicholas, I didn't get a chance to...
Sometimes they make your pee smell weird.
That's right.
They do, because nothing's being absorbed.
Yeah, I know.
Nicholas, I didn't get to be on that one.
Yeah, Shelby was on that one.
And I'm a vegan, I have to take vitamins sometimes, Nick.
Yeah, but you have to take the right ones. That was the moral of that episode.
Then maybe sometimes the right ones work. Let the right one in.
That's a good movie.
I know.
It's What's not scary,
next?
Though.
That's fine. What's the next question?
Where do memes come from?
Yes.
Yep.
Are all MLM scams?
Yes.
Yes.
Multi-level marketing dealios.
Yeah, yep, we've made some people mad on that one.
Yep.
Also one of my favorite episodes.
Except
Yeah.
For
our brand new product. You're going to love it.
Yep.
StrangerStillShow.com/shop. We've got this exciting new opportunity for you to help your community by
be your own boss.
Project, and you get to be your own boss.
Right. Emoji, 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 emoji.
Clapping hand emoji.
Sorry, go on.
As you know, I'm a very creative person.
Yes.
We know. Salt lamps cure my sadness.
If
you don't want to tell you no because you look really hopeful.
Yeah.
No.
No, I've never been hopeful. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm really creative, you guys.
Yeah.
If you need a little nibble of a salty snack at night and you want to go over there and give it a little lick, maybe it'll cure it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got two more for you.
Yes, okay. Please. I want to hear them.
When will tigers exact their revenge and take over the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
About the same time that flying cars.
2023.
And finally.
A tiger ate a guy in that. But he was a dick. So
on your episode? Like, on my...
Yeah, he came in. There was a guy sitting in the corner.
Oh, that's so rad.
His name was... I'm really bad at names because I almost said George again. That's the one name I have.
Just think of other Beatles. Go.
Paul. Paul was in the corner.
Yeah, I remember.
And we brought in a tiger, and he got mauled to death. It was
old
great.
Old Tigerette Paul. I remember him.
Yeah.
He was Tigerette.
Yeah.
But a guy really got eaten, man.
Yeah.
But he was a jerk.
It took a while to get that out of the carpet, but... What you got?
Who are John and Nick?
Oh,
no. Yes? Yes. Yes.
D. All of the above.
All of the above.
Always that... go with your first instinct. That's what I've learned.
Yep.
That episode, what I went into it wanting to do was to find out a bunch of stuff about you, and then I didn't, so we just interviewed each other. It would have been way more fun if I just, like, asked your parents, basically what we did on...
The bonus episode?
On the bonus episode.
Which my dad wants to hear.
Yeah.
He keeps asking me.
Well, he can donate $5 at StrangerStillShow.com/shop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He can listen. But that's what it should have been. Anyway.
You got a little bit of dirt on me on that, by that, but he was being polite to me.
Yeah. He was also very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
In the cutest way. I miss your dad. Can I just have him as my co-host?
Yeah, we have the same name. Minimal changes.
I don't want to change the branding at all because you guys look the exact same.
I just want the listener to know that John has glitter on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter was wearing a Cinderella, no, a bell dress, and it got all over the couch, so when we moved it, it probably got on his face.
Yeah, sure,
yeah,
that's what it was.
That's what it was.
I definitely didn't witness any other way in which he got glitter on his face.
Hey, that didn't happen.
I put some glitter on my face at a store, or it got put on me.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, is that a real thing?
It is.
Yeah.
It wasn't me, though.
Oh, I thought we were, like, making a stripper joke. That was last week, though.
Oh. We're just making a stripper truth.
So, John, how do you feel about this podcast we've been doing for 2 years?
I don't know, man. I guess, I don't know. You're all right, though. I mean, it's not like I have to do any work,
yeah.
So I'll keep doing it.
I don't know. Yeah. It's. I feel like we've come a long way. Like, going through this list of stuff, I was like, man, that I would not do that episode the same way that we do them now. Or I would never even cover that topic were it today. In only 2 years, I feel like we've grown as people and podcasters. And,
you guys.
He's going to say he loves me. Watch, watch.
Well, I was going to say that I wanted to thank our listeners for letting us do this for 2 years and encouraging us to keep...
I thought it was going to be a romantic moment. That's fine. Yeah, thanks, listeners.
Let's take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to go over some of our crowning moments formally and walk us through our shining episodes.
How self-celebratory.
I know. We're so humble around here.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, us.
No one's been more humble than me.
I've been more humble than you.
I don't think so. You haven't seen my humility. My ability, humility.
Is that your superpower?
My humility, ability.
You can
Let's not
keep
cut
saying
the umbilical cord, you guys.
I'm about to.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Where can people find us?
That's my line. I almost just swore, but I didn't.
I did swear. You're going to have to find it later.
You said, damn it.
I said something a little worse.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
You'll find it while editing.
I'm not gonna.
Where can people find us, Nick?
StrangerStillShow.com.
Where else?
Facebook.com/group/StrangerStill.
Where else, Nicholas?
We're on Twitter, which we never do anything on there because Twitter sucks, and we're sort of on Instagram. But more importantly, you can leave us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Helps us out. You can tell us that I'm close-minded, and I'll rant about it for 15 minutes.
Yep, for multiple episodes.
For multiple episodes. I don't hold on to things. It's
no.
wonderful.
Grudgeless Nick.
Nearly grudgelessly.
Nearly grudgelessly. So we're on a network called the Flying Machine Network.
Yeah.
And we have other shows on there.
Like Falling in Love Montage.
Like Falling in Love Montage.
Can you tell people where to find your content, please?
Oh, you guys. Well, my show is called Falling in Love Montage. It's also on the Flying Machine Network. You can find us, well, with strangers still at flyingmachine.network. Or if you want something a little pinker, a little more girly, you can go to fallingandlovemontage.com. Also, we're always having a super load of fun at our Facebook group, which is just called Falling in Love Montage Podcast. And occasionally people will be like, hey, this rom-com is streaming on Netflix. Does it stink?
Yep.
And usually the answer is yes, but you can be the judge if you join the group.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. And otherwise, we're on iTunes and A-Tunes, which I was about to say. Probably we're on that.
A-Tunes,
whatever that is.
Yeah. Let's make it.
Stitcher, all those things, you know.
Yeah.
Probably if you go to strangerstillshow.com/shop,
we're
probably there.
They'll take you to the Patreon page.
Give us a lot of money.
Yeah, lots of it.
Yeah.
Do you ever have guests on your show, Helen?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay.
You didn't have a guest like every week in May or anything?
No, not that I remember.
Oh, weird. Okay.
No, well, we had these real cool dudes from Cedar Rapids on two different weeks.
Couldn't have been us.
Oh. We had some not super cool dudes from Cedar Rapids on for two different episodes in May because we covered four different Matthew McConaughey rom-coms for the month of McConaughey.
Yep.
Y'all's friend Nick talked about
maybe the most sexist
arguably
movie.
A movie.
Yeah.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
So bad. So, John, I don't even know what you covered. I never
John
listened to the things
us
you do.
To talk
Fool's
about
Gold.
About Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I
watched it every night.
Someone got shot to death in the chest. They, like, killed him 100%.
Yeah. Someone definitely
was it
died.
Paul?
No.
No, someone died in that movie, and they just didn't care about it. They just moved on, like, ha, it's a comedy.
Oh.
It was Theo Huxtable, too. It was, like, a liked person in the world.
Oh. With death.
With death.
Blood.
To death. Dead to death.
Shot with a gun.
I mean, usually you die to death.
He didn't come back to life.
All right. Just so for y'all, that was basically the entire content of the episode.
Yeah.
This whole episode that we just ran through.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed that, please check us out.
Yeah.
Just a little sampler.
Yeah.
We have other shows on the network. One of them is called The Pot Stirrer Podcast, which is wonderful.
It's new. It's new to the network.
It is new. It's our newest one.
So you should definitely go check it out.
Yep. So Jay covered, she usually gets pretty up to date on what's going on. So now that we have everybody's favorite Supreme Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, going in there. Kavanaugh nominating him.
Good joke.
She covered, you know, the scary truth of if Roe vs. Wade might go away.
Yeah.
So that's something you could check out, too. And that's on the flyingmachine.network.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
If you would go to flyingmachine.network, too, I just want to plug the Patreon again. We talk about it every week. If you have any disposable income, feel free to kick it our way.
Or recyclable income.
Yeah. It's
because we'll give back.
Or compostable.
Right.
But we want to use it to improve the show, go to do some video stuff, and bring you fun content. So if you like the show, you can help us out that way.
Yeah. If you ever wonder, I wonder what those mouths look like.
Yeah.
You're weird.
And it helps Helen out, too. So.
Yeah.
It does. But also, I'm saying, I'm looking at the mouths right now. You guys definitely want to see these mouths.
Thank you.
You definitely want to see these mouths.
I hate this
so
mouth.
Please
mango
donate.
Chapstick. Mango chapstick.
Gross chapped lips.
But you gotta see it, you guys.
Yeah.
You gotta see it.
Should we talk about some of our crowning moments? Let's just pat ourselves on the back here real fast.
I don't know if I'd want to be in the room during a crowning moment, but
I can go.
I've been in a room in a crowning moment.
Yeah, I know.
I know for a fact Helen has too.
Oh, so much. I just got your joke. Speaking of PTSD.
But your son is great. I'm a huge fan of your son.
Do you like him?
On the fence?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
He's fine.
He's whatever.
I mean, he's a kid. You probably heard of him.
What? Kids? Yeah, I don't know what those are. My favorites. A lot of the time I like covering conspiracy theories. One of the early ones we did was what conspiracy theories ended up being true. That's one of our most listened to episodes.
Yeah.
I still really enjoy those episodes because we covered a lot of stuff in there. We covered 10 conspiracy theories across two episodes.
Yeah.
All of which ended up being true.
I still feel like that has room to, like, you could do a whole podcast on just that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. There is one. It's called Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not on any networks
no.
that we want to plug.
What about you, John? Are there any that stand out to you that you really like? I was really happy with how cognitive dissonance worked out, because we did get retweeted by Bloomberg,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like we did a good job on that one.
Yeah, and that was very, like, unfortunately topical.
Yeah,
because a lot of people are suffering from severe cognitive dissonance.
I got messages from people like, you're targeting this at me, and I was like, no, I swear to God I'm not. Like, we chose this topic behind closed doors as a mutual agreement. I'm not targeting anyone with it.
Yeah, jeez, talk about guilt of being ignorant.
I know. Even though the episode on Dapple didn't obviously help, I'm still proud of that one.
Yeah, it's important to share that story.
Yeah, as sad as it is.
I liked that one too, even though I made fun of you, and I feel very bad about it.
What'd you say?
I said that it's your fault that the pipe...
Yeah, you didn't think that.
I already pushed it to the back of my mind. Thanks for drudging it up.
Oh, whoops. I'll talk about it again at the very end.
One last time, just to really kick sand in my face.
Yeah. Is there a locker I could just push you in?
Somewhere. We'll find one.
Yeah, we'll stuff him in. What a nerd. I always have fun with Jacory and Arthur, too.
Yeah, those are good episodes.
Because it's kind of like as chill as this.
Yeah. It's just hanging out with two people that we really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always nervous for those ones because I don't want to like say something that's going to piss them off.
What?
I don't know. I know they're super cool guys, but then they got like their producers in the room too, and I'm like,
oh,
this is a really professional.
You mean the fact that they have the entire, like, all the equipment of the Young Turks?
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Producers, and they have audio engineers and mixers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, nothing nerve-wracking about that.
That's going to be fun to do visually.
Yeah.
When we switch to visual.
Yeah.
With our eyes. With their eyes.
This is like totally stupid, and feel free to just tell me I'm stupid, but I think one of my like top three episodes is the one where I did a tarot reading for you.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love the idea of tarot. I don't love tarot. I hate tarot. It's a sham, but I love the idea of tarot cards.
The art of tarot.
The art of tarot cards is awesome.
Yes.
I love looking up because, like, fan bases are amazing. And if you're into something, someone has, like...
Sometimes.
Okay. Some fan bases are toxic. But, like, the artists in fan bases are amazing. So if you're a fan of something, you can just, like, Google Pokemon tarot cards. And there's, like, beautiful tarot cards out there with all kinds of Pokemon on them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love looking at those. Anything else we need to pat ourselves on the back about?
I want to compliment you guys on your Crisis Actors episode, even though it bummed me out like a heck of a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was really important.
We got some negative feedback on that episode, didn't we?
We got... Someone gave us negative feedback on Reddit, because I posted on Reddit. Duh. Of course that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, like, a army of people ganged up on them and defended
us. Yeah. That felt pretty good.
Yeah. And then we got, like... That did really well on there, too.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. I just, here's to 2 more years or something. What are you supposed to say?
Cheers, big ears.
Yeah,
more years.
2 more years, and then let's never do this again.
The podcast or this type of episode?
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to move on. We're going to...
covering his ears.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a, we have to...
I don't know why I'm still covering my
still
ears as
it.
If the listeners can...
It hurts to hear.
You called me big ears, and I'm embarrassed.
No, you're fine,
it's
Nick.
It's a figure of speech.
We have to have our Disney arc.
What?
So we have to have our Disney arc where we get into a fight.
Yeah.
And then we realize...
War.
Yeah.
Flying Machine Civil War.
Sure. We realize
Pick
that...
Pick a side.
We're Any better side. Together. And then I get back.
And we'll have an Infinity War.
Sure.
It sounds like it would take a really long time.
I'm
like
exhausted.
Forever.
I know, like 13 years or 20. What? How? What? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I feel like an Infinity War would take longer than.
Oh, that's the joke. Okay, so I'm really stupid, and I thought you were going for like it took them 20 years to build the Marvel universe.
No. Infinity
is forever.
War.
Infinity and beyond.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
Oh, hey, I'm Helen, also still.
This is Strangers Was.
Thank you.
Strangers Was.
Don't call me out on my mistake. I know what I did.
I give you the incredible flying machine.